Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich. I remind you this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. As I've clearly turned for home both in business and my natural life itself, it's my fondest wish to have the best possible stretch drive. Please God. In terms of my business life, having once juggled several different aspects of it, I began the year down to just one, maintaining my position as part of an alternative to traditional financial planning team, now in its 26th year. My work with professional athletes is well behind me. However, the paint is still wet on the door I closed behind me at year end towards the metals and mining arena, which I originally thought I left back in 2013, but ended up far more than just dipping my toes back in about 5 years later. Praise God I did, as it led to the best 5 and 1 year investing success I ever had. I am slowing down in 2026, even though it's tough to do. At a time when my focus was investing in metals and mining shares, those choices have proven highly successful, reaching targets that once seemed more hopeful than realistic. But with $5,000 gold and $100 silver at hand or close enough, and an industry that seems many of their customers asking, "What have you done for me lately?" I have chosen a path going forward after extremely serious deliberations and prayer. I want to be clear that the strongest single consideration began with self-interest, quickly followed by our clientele base. Friends and followers came after, but we're all pretty much together. People who know me know I dislike cookie-cutter methods. One size most definitely doesn't fit all. The investing public, many times not even within one family. What follows now are generalizations that should be evaluated on an individual basis. One of my financial mentors from my early days gave me sage advice when he stated one of the first indications it's time to sell is when you can no longer first buy what you currently own or even hold it without reservation. Ironically, one of the most common concerns among investors regarding financial advisors is that while they may advise on when to buy, they often do not provide timely guidance on when to sell. When I combine this golden rule of mine with the firm belief that capital preservation, not capital appreciation, should now be the choice for most, and also it won't be how much one makes but doesn't lose, will be what separates the winners from the losers in the next couple of years, I came to the conclusion that when it comes to metals and mining, a sector that has been beyond incredibly good to me and those who have followed me with similar paths, it's time for a major course correction. For our clients of our planning group, this absolutely needs to be discussed with our team on a case-by-case basis. Let me begin by stating if you bought gold and silver because of grave concern about the ability to live life without ownership of it, and that will put your life in peril, this is certainly not for you. There is a segment of people who picture a world so dire that survival would depend on gold ownership. They can stop listening now. While I can respect those concerns, they don't inhabit any part of my mind or soul. If things do get so bad, I'm not looking to get hold of my gold holdings, but just to make it down to my parish pew. This scenario applies specifically to individuals who, like me, have purchased gold, silver, copper, uranium, mining shares, and especially junior resource stocks solely for potential capital gains opportunities. Remembering we were backing up the truck on gold as low as $1,200, playing that video song Mr. Lonely repeatedly to express how lonely it seemed to be screaming to buy gold from $1,200 to $2,000. Please also keep in mind the following. When to start thinking of selling is every bit as important as when to first buy. Capital preservation over capital appreciation is paramount now in my book. And finally, it's not how much you're going to make, but how much one doesn't lose that's going to end up mattering. Now, the following is my so-called cookie-cutter approach. Begin a sell program now and also anywhere's continuing up to $10,000 gold price. Details like amount, timing, and price levels vary. But if we are fortunate enough to reach 10,000, the average gain of all the sales will be so significant that you'll have little to complain about all the way to the bank, assuming the banks are still around, pun intended. An alternative or side-by-side to this is ownership of a gold equity index annuity that is currently about 10%, offering a cap maximum gain within one-year periods while safeguarding against any principal loss due to a gold price decline during that period, can be a valuable feature for some investors. If you generally think gold is going to rise from $5,000 to $10,000, that's an increase of about 100%. For those focused on capital gains, owning shares of leading gold producers instead of the physical gold may be preferable. I believe that rising free cash flow could lead to the share price far more than just doubling with the same increase in gold prices. The same applies to silver doubling from 100 to 200. Unfortunately, I don't know of a worthy silver equity index annuity, and pure silver producers have not been on my radar, so I'm not willing or able to suggest any. What's critical for both gold and silver right now is that they've gone pure parabolic, virtually straight up. While these type of moves usually go further and longer than we first thought, they all pop. I repeat, they all pop. Only but from what level? Your guess is as good as mine. I can tell you this much. It's no fun when they do pop, even if you are truly long-term. It's why I sooner take some off the table now and use these approaches just discussed. Maybe I leave some on the table, but after what we've achieved along the way, if that's not truly gratifying enough for you, I believe you definitely need to hear an old saying. There are bulls, bears, and pigs. Bulls and bears take their turns winning, but pigs always lose in the end. When it comes to mining shares and junior resource stocks, seeing triple-digit gains, many of them reaching 500% or even 1,000% or more of so many that I've spoken about in recent years, is something we could have only fantasized about just a few years ago. Since everyone is different, there's no universal approach. But when it comes to mining shares, and especially juniors, I'm generally a seller going forward now, except in rare cases like North Isle Copper and Gold, where I'm holding firm. A planned exit via price, number of shares, and or time frame appears wise for shares as well as the metals themselves. For those who still hold the uranium shares, we have fortunately bought them right not just once, but twice. Here too, you need to start addressing exit strategies. Again, allotments over time, price, and amounts are the preferred approach for me. So many have gains that will last not just one, not just two, but three lifetimes or more. There must be a time when enough is enough. I believe for me at least, we've approached that. As someone who has always had the weight of others on their shoulders, no matter his position held in and around the financial arena, part of what has led to this strategy formula is grave concerns I have now for the general financial markets. All the considerations economically, socially, and politically that I've spoken about in recent times, and now a true, for the first time, legitimate fear that not just a significant bear market can come, but a crash-like move can happen, especially if the Dow gets above 50,000 and all the hoopla that will come with it goes parabolic too. Such a decline will seriously impact even the mining shares and especially the junior resource stocks, and that is a concern of mine as well. I continue to urge following my X page for the latest and greatest, and clients of the planning group can always reach out directly. Please now, peace be with you.